In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. Let's take another look at the European migrant crisis and where some of these travelers are ending up as they enter the continent and try to claim asylum. The BBC's James Reynolds has followed one Syrian refugee, 20-year-old Noor Ammar, as she makes her way through Europe to Sweden.
I don't want to be Syrian anymore, you know. Everything hard for Syrian people. So that's why I need to go. I'm supposed to go. I don't have another choice.
20-year-old Noor Ammar lost her father and her home in the Syrian war. She's now left her mother in exile in Turkey to escape to Sweden. For 2,000 miles through 9 countries by boat, bus and train, she has to avoid being caught by the police. Noor's trail heads north through the crush of refugees at a bus station on the Greece-Macedonia border. She and her friends have made it on a smuggler's boat from Turkey to Greece. Now they've got to continue overland. After a week of travel, Noor is exhausted.
Actually, we sleep on the streets, you know?
You slept on the street?
Yeah, we sleep in the streets like 3 or 4 days. We want to have a bathroom, and it's very bad, actually.
Noor's group takes the bus into Serbia, the fourth country on her trail.
We are very tired, very sick, all of us, because it was yesterday very cold.
They don't want to get stopped. Noor is desperate not to be found and fingerprinted on her way to Sweden. In theory, you have to stop and apply for asylum in the country which first registers you. In Serbia's capital, Noor and her friends have found a secret place to stay. At dusk the next day, hundreds of migrants and refugees walk across the border into Hungary, where they'll be met by the Hungarian police. But Noor and her group don't want to be spotted. Late at night, they pay a driver to drop them 10 miles from the Hungary border.
What are you all going to do now?
Actually, I'm very afraid because we will bus Hungary.
You'll cross the Hungary border?
Yeah, the most important place, actually.
This is the most important crossing?
Yeah, if we busing safe, we are safe, yeah.
The group walks for hours through the night along a deserted track. They finally make it into Hungary and what should be the safety of the EU's border-free zone. But getting to Budapest brings a new scare. The police come to the apartment in which they're staying and demand a 50 euro bribe not to take them in. Days later, from Vienna, Noor takes the train towards her final stop, Gothenburg, in Sweden. Her friends have gone separately to Germany. She can only relax once she's crossed her final border. In Sweden, Noor is finally able to declare herself to the authorities. She leaves the train station and turns left.
Noor, where are you going?
I'm going to police station.
What are you going to tell them?
I'll tell them I'm from Syria. I want to have asylum here. I would like to have asylum here.
Noor Ammar's journey from exile in Turkey all the way to the front door of a Gothenburg police station has taken 2 weeks and 13 hours. It's cost her 3,000 euros and it's bought her a new life.
That's the BBC's James Reynolds.